So one thing that I guess I've seen anyway is that like there's lots of talk about like the information war and like the like and the fact that Ukraine is winning the information war. I have some issues with this in the sense that like, you know, number one, I don't really know what they mean by information war or like how, what it means to win one or whatever. But from my understanding or at least kind of like readings of it, it sort of feels as if what they actually mean is Ukrainians are using TikTok and the Russian and like you don't see many Russian TikTok. So like winning the information war is how, and again, it's like winning the information war is really how much Westerners are sort of seeing your stuff and amplifying it. Which is to say that like we haven't, I haven't really kind of seen much stuff on like how Russian, like how like, you know, Russian internet culture is like sort of reacting to the ongoing conflict. And the stuff that you do see is like, oh, you know, these kind of like Russian propagandists are like at it again and they've been given scripts by the Kremlin and all that stuff. So I kind of wanted to ask like, what stuff have you seen in Russian social media spaces? Like what kind of trends are kind of like going on in like terms of like this conflict and how like and how are they interacting with like Ukrainian content on the other side?
So I think information war wise, there's a number of things that are going on. First of all, on the most basic and probably on the most conventional level, like the Ukrainian armed forces and like people adjacent to that, like OSINT people and whatever, are just posting a lot of Ukrainian military successes online. And the Russians aren't doing that with their own military successes because the Russians are denying that they're at war or experiencing any resistance or casualties.
Right,
and so as that, like the bizarre result of that is because they're intent on continuing to be like, no, it's not war. We're just peacekeeping. Ukrainians love us.
It's a special mission.
Yeah. Therefore, like the Russians have like foregone the propaganda opportunity to like post when they blow up a Ukrainian tank or whatever. Whereas like the Ukrainians are just like, you know, shooting that shit out there every day. Like, oh yeah, we captured this, these tanks, or like we blew this up, or we killed this guy, or whatever. So the Russians can't do that. The other thing is like, much like anywhere, boomers cannot post. And the Russian people who like this war are boomers. They're old people. They're like, you know, the people like kind of at least 55 and over, if not older. And like young people in Russia pretty uniformly are against it. And so that's kind of your social media constituency. So like kind of like the young people in Ukraine and the young people in Russia are kind of both posting more or less in the same anti-war direction. And so therefore, I think you have seen like, I mean, don't get me wrong, like there's definitely like even amongst young people in Russia, there's like a pretty sizable right wing constituency. And I think what you would call the left wing constituency amongst young people in Russia is mostly probably what would in Britain be considered kind of like lib shit. Like,
right.
But nevertheless, that's kind of that's their Overton window. Right. And yeah, I mean, there are definitely like right wing young people who will like post about this stuff. But some of the TikTok and stuff that I've seen, I mean, and I've only seen this through Twitter. I haven't been like going down TikTok rabbit holes of like the like the people wearing the Zeds and stuff. I think it does seem a bit contrived. But like, also there are people dumb enough in right. I mean, much like as we have here, right wing grifters in Russia. You also have white right wing grifters. People are like, okay, this isn't necessarily popular with young people, but like the people who it is popular with, like it's not a saturated market. Like I'm gonna get opportunities. They're probably gonna invite me on TV if I'm the like pro Putin TikToker, because like they want that guy on Pyotr Canal because they want to be like, oh, see, like young people actually support President Putin.
Right. Yeah.
We spoke to this guy who's got a million followers on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
So like that type of guy 100% exists in Russia, and like they're not necessarily. I think the question I always ask myself about Russia is like outcomes. Like, I think someone once made an interesting point of like if Navalny was a serious threat to the Kremlin, they wouldn't allow him to exist. And I always find that interesting. And I think you can say the same thing about like the kind of like right wing Russian TikTokers or whatever it is, the pro Putin stuff is like, it could be a Kremlin plant, but a lot of the time I think the Kremlin don't really need to plant this stuff because you can always find at least one guy who's like an earnest pro Kremlin like poster or whatever, and then just amplify that guy. Like I don't think the Kremlin needs to get as involved with, like contriving this stuff. Although a lot of it is very cringe.
Yeah. I mean, it's created this like sort of very kind of like, it's sort of created this like interesting environment. And, you know, again, seeing this from like a Western perspective where it's like, you know, in the same way that like Russiagate stuff, you end up, you had a lot of like libs, for example, who were like, oh, all this stuff, you know, these are Russian bots and these are kind of like, this is like Russian propaganda, or these are kind of like paid Russian agents who are like there to like spout propaganda. And I'm kind of seeing it a little bit here where it's like, there is stuff that, yeah, it's kind of pro-Russia and it's pro-Putin, but like there isn't really a lot of evidence to suggest that like this is coming from like a state level, or crucially that like the Russian state is even sort of like playing into the information war in the way that it's kind of been conceived as. But crucially, it's like, you know, maybe it works well for the Russian government and the Russian state. And, you know, in the same way that like my experience of like Russian media was sort of like where having enough of like a question of like, oh, where did this come from? And like, you know, is this real or is this not? Like, I think they were very, they're very good at kind of like letting people kind of fight it out in terms of like having these arguments over like what's real and what isn't, and like overstating the threat. Because like crucially, like, I don't know, I was looking at some articles in Open Democracy last night where the idea of a nationalized Russian internet was being floated, and like they kind of came to the conclusion that one reason why it couldn't happen is because like so much Russian infrastructure is so old. But like if you can't like run a telecoms company like properly, or if you can't like even manage the existing kind of internet infrastructure properly, then how the fuck do you like build like a information system that is so kind of strong and also so kind of confined that it can neither be hacked nor can it be like, you know, manipulated?
Oh, 100%. Like people in the West, I think, love talking about Russia in this sense of like, which just implies that they completely don't understand what Russia is like. Like, I mean, we talk a lot about how like, you know, like Britain is like a kind of like sclerotic and crumbling former empire. Like Russia is so much worse. Like the extent to which like the Russian government, like it's all just like made of fucking cardboard. Like nothing in that country works or operates properly. Like we've seen it with the invasion, like the fucking tires are rotting off the trucks because the trucks haven't been used in years. And like the extent to which like you think that country is going to set up its own private internet and like enforce it and whatever. It's like all the people who are saying like, oh, yeah, like, oh, they've blocked like this site or whatever. Like everyone's just using a VPN. Like, I mean, it's just it's so dumb. Like Russia is like completely, even if Russia wanted to do something like that, which I don't think they do. I think it's mostly hype. Like they would be completely unable to do so. And I think that's kind of an important thing to bear in mind, which is that like Russia is like, it's a powerful country, like sometimes relative to its neighbors, but it's mostly a powerful country in terms of like the space it occupies in people's heads, like the idea of it, like the threat of it. And that's why I think no one predicted this invasion, because the real power that Putin always had was that he would just kind of like threaten to do stuff, but then not do it. And he would basically get away with stuff. He would like get little concessions and things by just kind of using the sort of like, it's like that rule in horror films where like, once you show the monster, it's not scary anymore. And like, I think that's kind of what we're seeing with like Russian aggression, is that like, they've invaded Ukraine, which is like a much smaller country and like, you know, militarily has like far less equipment and stuff. And I mean, and they're taking a fucking slacking. Like, it's weird to have like people still doing this kind of like, oh, the terrifying Russian enemy thing, when it's like, no, look, it's like fucking teenagers who have no idea why they're there. They're badly equipped and they're unmotivated and they've got no idea what they're supposed to be doing. Like, this is the great Russian threat that like lives in your head.
Yeah, but that's like decades, if not centuries old, the great Eastern Russian menace that lives in the heads of the West.
But I think there was a time when it was like more like, if not better, but it was at least more true. Like there was a time during the era of the Soviet Union when like the Soviet Union was like a genuine big military power.
Yeah, of course.
But that's just not really the case with Russia, because they've allowed the country to like, it, again, it's like everything is so corrupt. Like, you know, like the people in charge of every element of the state, to include the army, they're all like siphoning cash out to themselves. So like, you know, I mean, it's not quite gone to the point of like selling all the bullets, but like that is the kind of shit that they're doing, in the same way that like, you know, the British Army recruitment gets like charted out to like Securicorps or whatever. So then it all ends up getting fucked up. Like the Russian army is doing the same thing. It's like, oh, well, I'm a general, and to like, I took a backhander to, you know, contract out the fucking truck maintenance to my friend Dima, who's not actually doing it and is like kicking me back a load of money. And like that, like, unfortunately, when you run a country like that, like, that just doesn't, you know. And in the Soviet Union, that stuff happened way less.